One way to view the history of science is as a repeated puncturing of humanity's claims to be special. In scientific terms, Homo sapiens is an oddly hairless species of ape that has existed for 200,000 years, an eye blink in Earth's 4.5 billion year history. For the past couple of decades, though, some scientists have been arguing that perhaps humans do deserve a bit of special recognition after all. In 2000, Paul Crutzen, a Dutch meteorologist and chemist, suggested that human influence over Earth was sufficiently profound that its effects would remain visible in the geological record for millions of years. For that reason, he argued, it was time to bring down the curtain on the Holocene, the current geological epoch, which has lasted for the past 12,000 years or so, and ring in a new one, the Anthropocene. The idea quickly caught on. In 2016, the Anthropocene Working Group, or AWG, an appendage of the International Union of Geological Sciences, or IUGS, voted in favour of adopting it in principle, and on July 11th, it suggested a precise geological feature dating back to the 1950s that could mark the Anthropocene's beginning. The committee recommended bestowing the honour upon sediments laid down at the bottom of Crawford Lake, a flooded sinkhole about 20 miles from Toronto. The beginning of the Holocene was marked by a natural warming of the climate and the retreat of the world's ice sheets. The idea behind the Anthropocene is that human activity has disturbed the planet on a similarly grand scale. Humans have boosted the concentration of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere by about half in the past 250 years to its highest level in around 3 million years. That spike will be clearly visible to geologists 100,000 years from now, assuming any exist, and may have delayed the start of the next ice age by tens of thousands of years.